I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. We're sharing the latest coming out of Myanmar post-earthquake. Later, a young mom in the Western U.S. reflects on missions, motherhood, and living out the gospel at home. First, Myanmar's military declares a temporary truce in the country's civil war to facilitate relief efforts as the death toll from last week's earthquake climbs above 3,000. Military leaders say the ceasefire will last until April 22nd. Conflict between the army and ethnic resistance groups has plagued Myanmar for decades, complicated further by the 2021 coup. A3's Joe Hanley says,
"While these may be dangerous times, they're unbelievably opportunistic times. It's our chance for the body of Christ to shine in these moments of chaos and show that real stability comes from Jesus."
While politics tie up international aid, local believers have a distinct advantage.
We're more connected right now in Myanmar, and that means that we have the opportunity to be a conduit of help.
Believers see gospel opportunity in the confusion and overwhelming need that follow a disaster.
They don't dichotomize gospel and physical needs. They see it all working together. We help with food and supplies and shelter and rescue. At the same time, we demonstrate and we proclaim the hope and truth of Jesus Christ.
Find your place in the story.
Pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ and the front lines, and they're delivering aid right now as we speak.
Next, Syria's new 23-member cabinet sworn in last weekend gives a token nod to government inclusivity. But Tom Doyle with Uncharted Ministries says the message of moderation is the opposite of what Syria's leaders are really doing.
In fact, our national leaders in Syria for Uncharted say that as you go to all the checkpoints, they're not even hiding it anymore. Their headbands, everything just says the Islamic State on it.
Local believers say leaders under President Ahmed al-Sharaa are openly threatening to wipe out Christians. As brutal targetings of Alawites, Druze, and Christians have already begun, Doyle points to the spiritual battle.
Last year, our team in Syria reported more people coming to faith in Christ than ever before. So we know there are bigger issues than just a radical Muslim government taking over. The gospel's on the line.
Uncharted Ministries partners are boldly delivering aid and relocation assistance for fellow Syrians. Please keep them and the underground church in your prayers.
They are day-to-day telling us the prayers that are being sent up to the throne. God's using them to save us. We would surely be dead by now if there weren't groups of people praying around the world.
Hear stories of miraculous deliverance in the full report at our website. And finally, in the stages of young motherhood, it's not easy to find ways to get involved with ministry. That was the experience of Ariane Norwood, a mom in the Western United States with three young kids ages 6 and under. Ariane's own mother encouraged her to look into becoming a mentor with Crossroads Prison Ministries. It's a unique ministry opportunity from home, where Christian mentors correspond with Crossroads Bible study students in prison through writing letters.
When you're in the early years with young children as a stay-at-home mom, it can definitely be isolating, sometimes a little not as mentally stimulating as I was used to. And so to take on a ministry that I could do from home and really see the impact and really just believe in it was so exciting for me.
Now, as a Crossroads mentor, Ariane even sees the spiritual impact it has in her family.
My kids see me working on the lesson or writing the letter. They'll ask about what I'm doing. I love sharing with them about God's heart for those who are in prison and the role that we can play. We pray for them together. It's not an isolated activity. It's definitely something I love to share with my loved ones.
Check out missionnews.org to learn more about mentorship with Crossroads.
It's definitely so worth it to invest into the lives of not just those that you see right in front of you, but to gain that eternal perspective as you're reaching out to all sorts of people that God has a heart for.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.